So hello, everybody, and welcome to our first open coaching and support call for ERC. This has been for the 2019-20, this has been a marathon week. I know that you all had your small group coaching calls, and then we had the Gold Plus call on Tuesday, and then we had our elite call right before this, and now we have this. So that's not the way weeks are going to be. Typically, there's no calls with me on the weeks you have your small group calls so that you can focus on those. It's just because we have an event happening next week and my whole next week is tied up. So we pushed everything to this week. So I want to give you guys a rundown of just some of the stuff to expect. Some of you, most of you were not on the call the other day. So just what to expect in, you know, what these calls are and what kind of support you can get in doing these calls. These are for the whole group, and oftentimes we do have lots of our coaches come. Lynn Rose comes a lot. Lynn comes. Who else comes? Susan sometimes comes. So you'll some Janet. You know, depending on their schedule, they'll come to these calls as well because they want to keep up with what's going on with you guys. So it's really, I find it really valuable for that to happen. So we're here and welcome. I'm really excited that we get to be with you. The calls will be mostly on Thursdays at 7 o'clock this time, because we did a survey and that's where most people said yes. But in addition, we've added a couple of other times. We'll do that for the first 3 months, see how that goes, just in case you can't make it to the later ones. I think there was only one person. It was Donna. Well, she was there on the other call. I thought it was Donna was the only person that really couldn't make it to this later time. On Thursday. So we'll have them there. The Gold Plus calls will be on the second Thursday of the month. Generally, the full group calls like this one will be on the last group, the last one of the month. And then you've got lots of other opportunities for support. You don't have to come to every single call. If you're a Gold or Gold Plus and you have other options, you know, for meeting with your coaches, you may find that you don't need to come to these calls. But if you are in the silver level, these are the best place to come and get my support directly with whatever's going on for you. And what we're in the process right now is us getting to know you, you getting to know us, and, you know, having the small group calls, having your coaches' calls. And then for those of you in Gold Plus, we'll be sending out a link. Actually, I could show you on the site where you can actually book calls with me that way. And there's also Golds also get like a comprehensive lab assessment, and there's a place on the site where you can get the link to that. What else? So we're going to be having next week, we're going to be having a call with Kimberly Ward, and we asked you to fill out one of the things was the ACEs score. And this is the first time we're doing this because as I've done this over the years, I recognize that there are some early childhood traumas that are really repeating physiologically in a lot of folks' body. And there's ways that you can learn strategies to overcome some of that. And that's what Kimberly's going to share. She's going to share how do you interpret that ACEs score and what kind of things you can do to make get yourself past some of the things that were there. Because, you know, I don't know how many of you have read that, but it's the adverse childhood events. And there was a whole huge study that was done with that. And there's a really great book called Childhood Disrupted that I read a couple of years ago that really made me realize what was holding a lot of folks back with actually physically changing. It's not even so much as doing the stuff you know how to do, but physiologic biochemical pathways that get affected by these childhood energetic traumas in the body. So we'll have that next week. And then starting second week in October, I think it is, we'll start with the regular schedule. And we have that put together. It should be sent out tomorrow in a document that will be in the weekly newsletters. Every Friday, we send out we call it a newsletter. It's basically, here's what's coming up next week. Here's some special stuff. And then there's a section in there of action steps. And I'm going to try to put either a recipe or an exercise or something, you know, that you can physically do. An herb, something that you can actually get in an actionable stuff. We have a lot of stuff planned, a lot of special calls. We're going to be doing a sleep call in October. And one of your bonuses is a month of this thing called Brain Time, which works phenomenally for chronic sleep disturbances, but also if you've ever had a brain trauma or focus problems, it's a specific thing where you, specific sounds, and I don't want to go into all the details because it'll take a while, but we have a guest coming in, a colleague of mine who developed this, and he specializes in brain trauma and ADD, and he's had phenomenal results with it. So we're going to have him talk about sleep and talk about the connection there, and that'll be in October. And I just want you to know we're here for you. I'm excited that you have come here and decided to entrust us with your precious health, and we're going to be here to support you in whatever way we can, to come up with the plans and come up with strategies and look at your labs. And we have some lab sessions. We have what we call virtual workshops. So instead of having to go away to a workshop, you're just going to sit at home, and we're going to have a workshop day, and we have them on different topics. And our first one was with Lynn a couple of weeks ago, and she did the vision board workshop. And if you missed that, everything's recorded and it's on the page. And if anybody needs me to show you where those things are on the site, I'm happy to do that tonight. So that was recorded. And if you're going to watch it, she's going to put a little note on there that says what to do to prepare, like have some glue and scissors and other things handy as you make a vision board. Some of the things that we do, you know, some people might think are a little woo-woo. It's not woo-woo. It's really a matter of we're not just physical beings. We're emotional beings. And when we have something that we are looking forward to, it just shifts everything in our physiology and our biochemistry. So we're going to be doing that. And then another one's going to be on labs, and we're going to do that in two separate days because it takes a long time, and I'm going to help everybody really get a handle on their labs. Those of you in gold and gold plus are going to be able to meet with me on a one-to-one basis to do that. But it really helps a lot of folks who really are wanting to learn how your body works and wanting to learn what these labs mean, so that in the future when doctors say, oh, your lab's fine. Somebody said that to me today. Oh, I got a clean bill of health. Your lab is fine. But this is low, and this is low, and this is low, and this is low. And she wanted to know, what does that mean? Right? Well, that means you might be low in zinc. Well, these two mean you probably have anemia of some sort. Now we have to go further and dig. But her doctor just blew her off, right? I don't want you to be able to get blown off by your doctors. I want you to be able to say to people, hey, say to your doctor, no, that means this. What else can we do? I want you to run homocysteine, or I want you to run this or that or the other test. And I want you to get educated, and we're going to help you to do that over the course of the year. Not that you're going to come out and be trained to be a health coach or a doctor, but quite frankly, most people that come out of this program know as much or more than their doctors about their nutritional status and their labs. So we have all of those planned. We have one on nutrients, where we're going to help you to identify, are you taking nutrients that you don't need, nutrients that you do need? Because sometimes people are just like, oh, I read this thing over here and I went to this summit over there, and suddenly you're taking 36 capsules and you're like, do I really need any of this? So we're going to help you to do some assessments and figure out what you do need, and if there are any additional tests you might need to help identify, you know, imbalances. So we got a lot planned, and then we have a kitchen magic one. We're going to have fun in the kitchen making fun foods that are really good for you. And I can't remember what the other ones are, but did I mention the master tracker? Oh, and nutrigenomics, the genes. We're going to have a whole, actually, we usually do that in two segments too, because it's long and it's a lot. So we're here. Typically, you know, I'll have a little bit of something to say about the theme of the month or what, you know, what stuff might be going on. And then it's just open to whatever questions you have, support you might want. We had some really good discussions on the Tuesday call. We talked about things to do for the flu, things to do to protect you here. You know, people had really great questions. And are there, I don't remember, I think there might have been some folks that submitted an RSVP, Angelica, so I'll look at that as well. We got more of you than are on the screen. There's 20 of you on. All right, look at all of you. So who do I see? Annie. Hi, Annie. Annie, did we get all your questions answered? Because you had some questions right at the end the other day, and I want to make sure we did get all your questions answered. And Heather, I see Heather and Gail. Hi. And Janet's here. She's one of our coaches. And so is, Jeannie's here. And Jenny. Hi, Jenny. And Lynn. She's one of our coaches. And Maya. And Marsha. And Mary Lynn. And okay, Oh, honey, I keep forgetting how to say your name. Parjanya. Is that right? Did I get it right? Parjanya? I have a hard time with names that are like, I don't know, different combinations. Parjanya. I want to make sure I said that right. And Paula and Rich and Susan, another one of our coaches, and Susanna and 713, whoever that is guest. I don't know who that is. So welcome. Welcome to the call. I'm going to check to see before each call, like in the Friday newsletter, we give you a list of the calls that are coming up, and then here's your access. And then if there's an RSVP, so it helps if you have a question, you know, you want me to do, or there's a lab you want me to look at, or a nutrient, you know, list that you want me to look at, or a diet diary or anything, that you let me know, you click that, and then we set that up, and we have a list that Angelica has been keeping. And I'm going to go here. Is it on the sheet, or where is it? RSVP form, call agenda. Yes, perfect. So we have one from Mary Lynn. I thought there was one on the one the other day that had, oh, maybe it was a different one. Maybe because I thought there was a section at the bottom that I thought was coming up. Or was I wrong? Maybe it was last month's.
That was a different form.
It was a different form. Okay. I don't remember. Okay, so here, ERC Silver. And new this year, I was working with another online practitioner, Dr. Kasia Kynes, a short 10-week EBV virus program that has ended. My question is, how do I add L-glutamine powder to my supplement program? When to take it, how much to take, et cetera, the powdered form, and want to add this to my gut health. Okay, so Mary Lynn, are you on? Can I hear you?
Yes, hi, I'm on. I'm just muted because... it's kind of dinner time here in British Columbia. So it's early dinner. We eat dinner early. So my husband's walking back and behind me a bit because it's access to our deck. Sorry.
So let me ask you this. Have you ever taken glutamine before?
I did some time ago. I finished a whole big tub of it. Okay. And I wasn't really sure why I was taking it. Now I feel that I... would like to just maybe improve my gut health or my gut lining. And I do take other supplements that are pretty basic, but,
what are some of those others that are related, that might be related to gut?
I do zinc and selenium and, magnesium.
Okay.
I do CoQ10, K2, my vitamin D level is at 80. So I had a hard time getting that checked in British Columbia. It took 3 months, if you can believe it, to get that checked. Oh, unbelievable. Boy. Had to go through the government offices because it's not a regular test. They don't test it here anymore. And I don't take B12. Oh, I take B5, a multi-stress complex also, but I do take a separate B5. And I'm taking ashwagandha. Which I think has helped a little bit, just overall energy and flattened the stress out a bit.
Okay.
So I'm just wanting to add, I have had a SIBO test, which I was positive for. A SIBO?
A SIBO breath test, is that the one?
Yes. Okay. I had it done twice.
Okay, how long ago was the most recent?
Pardon?
How long ago was the most recent one?
Maybe 8 months or 6 months.
Okay. And you have it. And then did you do a protocol after that?
I did a bit, yes. I think I'm better because I could always tell that I would belch more. I never belched in my life, and I'm 66. So it just started maybe gradually, and then it got a bit worse after I would eat. So that has kind of calmed back down again. So I'm thinking that possibly that could have been some gas releases from the bed bugs or the bugs.
Yeah, the methane gas that they produce. Yeah. Do you get bloated after eating?
No.
No. So what prompted you to get the SIBO test? The belching?
Just I felt that along with my sort of adrenal burnout or fatigue or whatever, I was experiencing sort of some gut issues that were new. I think definitely the adrenal and the stress portions came first, but then the gut portions, I think, came second. At least I felt that's how it happened. I don't think it happened the other way around, but quite maybe it did happen the other way around. I just didn't notice it so much.
Yeah, yeah. And did you go through a particular period where you were very stressed out? Is that what you mean by the adrenal?
Yeah, yeah. I've been stressed likely most of my life, but I just didn't recognize it as stress until I sort of burnt out and I was having energy problems and anxiety issues that I never had in my life and felt ungrounded and ungrounded and just not myself. So I've had 10 years or 8 years of gradually getting a bit worse, but every one of those 2 or 1 years I sort of spring back up to almost being thinking that I'm normal, but I'm not. Never got normal to be normal again.
Okay. When you say that, do you feel like you're getting there, but then here's what some people do. You're starting to be better, and it's like a kid in the candy store. Oh, I got my allowance. Let me go spend it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I read a book. I can't remember the name of the book some time ago, and one of the things that I took from the book, it said, stop writing checks with my brain that my body can't cash.
Oh, my God.
So I've got that written in quite a few places because that, you know, I just need to, it's on some of my artwork. I put it on the glass taped to it because I like looking at a couple of the artwork. So I just remember.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah. So you have this habit of, you know, building it back and then crash and boom and never really getting to 100%. So you overdo it for where you're at. Going back to the EBD, when did you do that?
I just finished. I started in June and it was a 10 week.
Okay.
So I learned a lot. I knew a lot of the basics and even some of the in-depth more than the basics, but it was put together well and I enjoyed the program. But in searching and continue to search, I found you back when you were doing some free seminars and workshops and sort of then followed along for a 2-day and then I liked what I heard and then signed up for the silver.
Good. I'm glad you're here. So going back to glutamine, sounds like you've done it. And the reason I wanted a lot of background is because some people can't take glutamine well, and depending on their genes, and that it would give them anxiety or whatnot. So if you took a whole bottle and you felt like it might have done some good and you didn't notice, well, ever since I took that, I was anxious. And when I stopped, I wasn't, then it would be okay to go with it.
Okay. So that's maybe something I need to look at because before I wasn't familiar that could cause that.
So yeah, just watch for it. Yes.
I need to watch.
Yeah. And it's not in everybody. It's just people who have a specific genetic SNP. And since I don't have your genes to look at to tell you if you have it.
And I haven't had my genes.
You haven't had it tested. Because I was going to tell you if you've had it tested, I can tell you what gene to look for.
Yeah. I'm going to get it tested as soon as possible. Okay. I just need to work with my coach to figure out which testing company or search out which one that you are recommending.
I've got one that they sent me the login information. They're giving me a free test. I get to load up my 23andMe to it, but they also have a test where you can do it not through 23andMe because they have a bunch of SNPs that 23andMe doesn't have. But I'm in the process of investigating and never like to recommend anything until I've tried it on myself. So that'll be coming out very soon.
So I should wait then?
No, I think if you've taken it before. Wait on getting the test done. Yeah, if you can wait a couple of weeks, that would be helpful.
I'm kind of upset
with 23andMe, number one, because they took away a lot of the SNPs that when I ran mine 5 years ago, it's like got, I would say, 30% more genes reported than folks that are doing it now. And they also got bought out by a drug company. And, you know, I just want to go with something that's a little bit more up and up. Not up and up. I mean, not to say that they're not, but just something I can put my values behind.
So I'll look for that when you're ready to have it out. I mean, my coach will have that likely.
Yeah.
and inflammation and the L-glutamine. So I should take it. I read something about taking it in the evening with if you're going to bed.
Well, you can if you don't have the SNP, because if you take it in the evening, it could be calming. So I would play with it first. Try it in the morning, try it in the afternoon, try it in the evening. See if you notice any difference in how you feel with it. If there's no difference, I usually like having people take it 2 to 3 times a day.
Okay, so how much would I take 2 to 3 times a day?
I would say ideally getting up to about 1,000 milligrams 3 times a day, but start smaller. Get it in powdered form so you can control it. You always start stuff with a small amount. Yeah, I did fine with that. A little bit more, up to 1,000 milligrams a day.
Okay.
3 times a day.
And then would you say that, is it something I should be on for, like, should I finish my tub and then go off it? Or if I'm doing well on it, should I buy another tub and continue for a bit longer?
That's a good question. So usually when I'm doing a leaky gut protocol with people, I'm usually doing it for like anywhere from a month to 2 months, depending on, you know, how their severity. There are other things you're doing a lot of it, but the other nutrient that really helps to heal the lining is B1 and also vitamin A. Those two are super important. I didn't hear you mention either one of those.
So vitamin B1 and vitamin A.
Yeah. And vitamin A, I would do, just 5,000 a day. And then vitamin B1, usually it's a higher dose than that. It's usually 150 3 times a day for gut healing. And again, it's a month to 2 months at the most. So I would check in on the next call or next month and say, here's what I've had done. I've taken this much so far. I got up to this. Here's what I'm noticing that's improved. Here's what I'm noticing that's not getting improved yet. And we could talk about what the next steps would be.
Okay,
I would like to do an iterative process versus here, just do this for the next 3 months, because I don't know how you're going to react to it. Right. I don't know if there's going to be other things we need to slip in or other things you might want to take out.
And anxiety is the key thing to look for. And if I feel like my anxiety's come back, I don't seem to have any of it right now, but if it does come back with that, then that's obviously not.
And usually, so here, I'm a scientist, right? So if you take something and you notice that you have anxiety, well, maybe it was because the cat died that day or the dog peed in your rose bush or something and you got upset, right? Or something happened that caused you to get upset.
Yeah, my anxiety came on with my low functioning energy, and it got to the point where I didn't really want to go out of the house, or I didn't want to, you know, we traveled for a bit during that time too, and it just got worse of new. And I'm not like that. I've been grounded and straightforward.
Oh, so you'll know. And if you're not sure, because there were some other lifestyle things that then just stop it for a few days. Wait for it to go down. If you take it again and you get anxious, then you know it was that.
Okay. Thank you so very much.
You're very welcome. Who else has questions? Did Pat come on with her other question? I feel bad that I had to cut her off because we had to get on this one, but she'll ask it. Who else? Any questions, comments, anything you want to share? Gail, anything from you? Have you met with your coaches yet? Yes? Good. How'd it go? Good?
Yes, it was wonderful. Had a very good conversation. Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice. I'm so glad. Yeah. You're in Patty and Maria, right?
No.
You're Janet. With who?
Janet.
Oh, Janet. Yeah. Yeah. She's lovely. Yeah. And Janet and Jill, great combination. Yeah.
Right.
Great. I'm so glad. Yay. And how about you, Heather? Have you had yours yet?
I have. I did send one question, and I don't know if it ended up with you, but when I was looking at the upcoming assessments that you have, there's a link kind of a couple steps in that had a whole slug of assessments. When I started going through and comparing the ones I'd done and the ones I hadn't done, I started doing some of the ones I hadn't.
Good.
And they didn't seem to... I got a feedback page, but I didn't get any data analysis. I didn't get an assessment back. It was just a copy of the answers. And
did
then
you
I got
look in the attachment. Was there a PDF? Because the PDF attachment usually has a graph that's red, green, yellow, blue, and it shows.
So those I'm not going to get a computer generated report from you. I'll just.
Well, it is. No, it is. It's actually, it's just a PDF and it'll be the list of all the questions and then it'll give you a score. No?
Yeah, I didn't get that. I just had simply what I had put down. And so the next one I went to, I had to hand tabulate and
the seven
combining with some other tests. And so I just kind of quit at that point. So I didn't know if it was like me jumping the gun and they weren't open yet or.
Well, do you remember which ones? Because the only one we have hand tabulated is the seven pillars one, the body freedom one.
It was one on bone health.
Oh, and bone health, and it was okay. So I'm going to go. I'm going to see if I can find where you're looking so I can clarify. Okay. Okay. So that was Marilyn's. Okay. Let me go to the site and we're going to go to, is this ERC home? ERC home. Oh, it logged me out. How wonderful. Okay. All right. So then we'll go to this one. Okay. So if we go to ERC, and I'm going to have you show me which.
Okay, so then I think it was the evaluate your health status.
Yep, okay.
So I got started in that.
Okay.
And then I went to the very first, let's see, home testing, I guess it was, or maybe it was the essentials, whichever has a really long list of labs.
Oh, no, it's the second one. The essentials is what you already did. It's just a repeat of what you already did.
Okay, yeah.
You can do pre and post, get it organized.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go back. It's this one, I think. And this is where all the scorecards are.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So
we haven't gotten there yet, but that's good to get ahead. So.
Well, I'm traveling and I knew that I wanted to try to get as much done
as you could.
Yeah.
So the getting to know you, then there's the body system. So this is the order that we recommend.
Right.
You don't have to do it in that order. And then down below, that's where the list is. Is this the list that your assessments and scorecards?
Yeah. And so then I was clicking on these over here where it says assessments and scorecards. I was clicking those because I could cross-reference it with which ones I had already done.
Right. We were checking it
and
off.
And so where I got like bone health assessment, it just told me what I had actually checked, but it didn't give me the cool little chart or the colors or any of that.
Okay, did any of these, did the body system do any
when
of these?
When I did them, they did, but that was coming in on the end of Sweet Spot where you opened some of that up for us.
Oh, okay, so those you did get and you got the report.
Right, so I knew what it should look like because I had done some of those.
Right,
in fact, I think I'd done almost all of them.
There's something wrong on this page, and would you write that down, Angelica, please, and we'll see what look, you see all these things that are showing?
You've got code in there and everything.
Yeah,
I just had a feeling that it was probably
something
a glitch.
Something got messed up.
Yeah, we brought that to her attention. I think she's just working on other.
All right. So this is the bone health assessment. What's your gender, et cetera. And then when you click calculate total, you will receive your score and send you back an email interpretation. So it should be. So we'll just look into this and find out why. I don't want to. Well, I guess I could do this. I could just do this right now. I just put whatever.
Well, I think you've answered my question. I probably just need to be patient.
It's supposed to, but it looks like there may have been something. Back in the summer, our web guy said we're installing a new theme and we were, you know, out of commission for the weekend while they did that. And of course, you know, we didn't get
Gremlins.
Go back and check every single page on the site because it would take like forever.
Right.
That he had it right. So this might be just one that got messed up. I'm just clicking. I don't even know what I'm answering. I'm going to see what happened in that way. So there's 20 questions. Okay. It's probably going to tell me I'm going to die because I just didn't watch that I wrote. Subtotal. And if I click calculate, it should calculate it and then calculate total and it gives me my total. And then I hit submit. And that should send me.
See, that's what I didn't see when I did it. I didn't have calculate and I didn't have calculate total.
That's exactly what I was going to say. If you don't do that, you're not going to get it.
Oh, I didn't even have the little option.
You didn't have that option?
No, that the little green button didn't come up. So they may have fixed it somewhere here.
Are you doing this on an iPad or a laptop?
I was on the laptop. This was last week.
Okay. So maybe since she knew about it, that she was fixing it.
It got fixed,
It may have gotten fixed. I'll look to see if it comes in my email.
And then the other thing to look at is changing browsers.
Okay.
Here is the OM assessment bone health. Let's see. And I have an attachment at the end.
And yours worked.
Yeah, it's fixed. So it gives me the picture and then at the I'm not scrolling properly. Yeah. It gives me a score at the end and it's
perfect.
Says, you know, based on, I have to look at this more carefully. It gives me a score on each of those versus, it doesn't give this, I'll look into it. Yeah. It gave me, here, I'll show you the report that it gave me and I'll see if you got this one. I'll open it again. Let me change the stop share, pause share, new share. There we go.
Dr. Rita Marie, I checked Heather's, one of her results, and it looks like at the end of the email, there's an attachment.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at. This is the attachment.
Yeah.
See it?
But not on the bone health one. There was no attachment.
Bone health attachment.
Right. That I did not see when I did mine.
Yeah.
I didn't see this. Okay. But my concern, usually they give you a total and you look it on the thing.
Yeah. Yeah. That I didn't get that report, but I'll try it again.
Yeah. So it says grand total 44%. So then you would look at this chart and go 44%. Very compromised. See, I told you they were going to tell me I was going to break the bone and die. Very compromised. And it's likely to significantly affect your health. So that's how you do it. You look at the bottom and you just look at the score. So you didn't get this. So it's probably fixed by now then.
Oh, good. Because I was just planning to do more of that on my own before I had my next one-on-one coaching call. But it went very well. I enjoyed it.
Good. Good. And then if I go back to that page, let me just go back to that page one more time. We haven't assigned them, but I was going to assign, in the email tomorrow. And you're welcome to get ahead, but I'm trying to keep people from getting overwhelmed. And if I say fill out all those forms, some people are going to go, so I like, do the first two. Now, next week, we're going to do the next. So every week, we'll just give you more. But if you want to get ahead, you're fine.
Yeah, I just know I'm going to lose some time here.
yeah, absolutely. We love it when you do that. And it gives you good scores. Okay?
Thank you.
Heather did have one more question I just found in her form I missed. It was about the supplement, Heather, paleo supplement.
Oh, yeah. I can't remember what my question was, but I found that it's a meat-based supplement, and I found my glucose went up overall when I started taking it. So I'm assuming that because I react to red meat, that I'm reacting to the red meat in that.
It could be fillers or binders because a lot of them will put.
They actually don't have any. It's just desiccated organ meat, which I just can't wrap my head around eating organ meat. So it's all just dehydrated, freeze-dried, and put in these little capsules so you don't have to smell it and deal with it.
What organ though, because it depends, like if it's like adrenal
cow.
People, but what desiccated organ?
I think they have kidney, brain, liver. Okay. Anyway, I'm not going to take it because I reacted. My question was really, do you at this point have an overall supplement? Because there's my vitamin C in the morning is zilch. There's just a piece, there's a chunk missing and I haven't, because I've been switching from the original naturopathic doctor to your program and new integrated doctor. I don't have one right now. And so I was going to ask if you had something to recommend.
So you're looking for like an overall insurance policy while we figure out what you really need.
Yes.
Is that right?
Until it's customized.
Until we customize it. Yes. So a good green powder could be good. Mm-hmm. You know, that has a lot of variety in it. There's a number like Vitamineral Green.
I have that. So yeah.
It's a really good one because it's loaded with stuff, a variety. And then, you know, if you want like more of a synthetic vitamin mineral kind of thing, then, you know, good.
No, that's fine. I forgot that works.
Juice can take, that's loaded with nutrition. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then the low vitamin C, that's just something that we'll get to figuring out.
Yeah, but you know, I would say you can start with, we have that thing in Sweet Spot where you can figure out what your vitamin C is. So I would just do like either the 1 day vitamin C flush where you just start taking it and keep taking it till you get the explosive diarrhea and then you calculate your total. But if you have a tendency to irritable bowel, then that's not a good way to do it. The better way to do it is to start on 1,000 milligrams, probably three times a day, and then see how you do with that. And then after a few days, add a little bit more. If you get to a point where you go, my bowels are running a little bit too fast, then you back it off. And then that would be an ideal dose. It might be an ideal dose for a little while, mm-hmm. but then you might get pathways opened again. You may not need that much and it'll go down and you go, I've been on this for a month, but now I'm getting this little bloaty or excess bowel movements, and then you back it off again. So that's a way to help you to do it. Yeah. And that way you can customize it.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Awesome. Anybody? Did I say your name right? Parjanya? It's a beautiful name. I just don't want to botch it.
You know what? When you think about it and you sound it out, which you did, you got it exactly right. Because it's phonetically correct the way it is. Right, so you had it right, Parjanya.
Love it. Good.
Thank you.
Super. How's it going for you? Have you had your first appointment with a coach?
I did. I had my first appointment. I'm very, very happy with Annette and Valerie. They are wonderful.
Good.
Of course, the plan call will be in a while, and I'm like, couldn't it be like yesterday? Like, I really want to get started.
Yeah. It takes, you know, what most people don't realize is we're really being very thoughtful and we're wanting to put it all together and come up with a plan that's not, you know, that's just not like, oh, let me talk to you. Oh, here's some supplements. Go take them. Right.
I get that. And I'm so appreciative. I'm just saying, like, yeah.
Yeah. You want to get going. Right. You want to just jump in. So were you in Sweet Spot or not?
No.
Okay, so I'll give you a couple of things to start with. How's that? Until you get your plan.
Great.
Get yourself a glucose meter.
Well, I have one because I have type 1 diabetes.
Oh, you do? Oh, you have type 1. Okay, got it. Have you ever done the thing where you monitor and you take your glucose at the points like 45 minutes, an hour, you know, to try to map out what your peak is after a meal? Because even type 1... when you can figure out what foods make it go up, you're going to lower the amount of insulin you have to take. And my goal always for type 1s is to get you on the minimum possible. And Annette's perfect for helping you with that. But if you haven't done it already, in your master track, are you comfortable with getting into the master tracker document?
I don't know. I haven't actually tried the master tracker, but I know I did see... on the list of assessments, there's a place where you can look at that and check your blood sugar at whatever.
At certain intervals?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that chart, because it's in the master tracker, and we can always pull it out and just, you know, send you a link to that chart. But just start tracking it, right? Just start tracking what you're eating at a meal, and then what's your sugar at a half hour? What is it at 45 minutes? And then just see. And if you find certain foods that make it go up a lot higher than other foods, and you can start to pull those out, you're going to start to see that you need less insulin. Of course, work with your doctor. I have to say that you're on a medication, but you can start to see some shifts there. And we've had people go down to like minimum dose. Annette just shared with me today, her daughter's type 1 diabetic, found out of the blue, you know, a couple of years ago. And she has her hemoglobin A1C at 4.8.
Wow.
Type 1
diabetic. Is that cool or what?
That is
way cool, right? So she'll share with you what she's shared with her daughter, but she actually, hers was lower than Annette's. Annette's was 5.2.
Oh, wow.
So she's like, well, Mom, you got to be more careful. So it's pretty amazing, right? So yeah, and the lower you get your insulin intake, the less side effects you have of high insulin, right, which are affecting all your hormonal systems, all your receptors. So whether you make it or you're taking it, obviously you have to take it. You want to be taking the minimum. The other thing I'll share with you is that Jody Stanislaw, who's she's a type 1 diabetic. She's a naturopath, and she, you know, specializes in working with type 1 diabetics. And she said what she found for herself is that she has to do vigorous exercise every day. But if she skips one day, it's fine. But if she skips 2 days, she has to shoot up more insulin the next day. So it's learning for yourself how much exercise and what is going to keep it. And she does vigorous exercise. She's just biking up the mountains, but you'll find what that exercise is for you. But your goal as a type 1 diabetic is to get your whole body balanced, but also to be on as little insulin as you can possibly get away with and stay balanced, so you don't get the symptoms.
I do, and I have been very careful, like so careful, to eat as few carbs as absolutely necessary.
Yeah.
But I find that I still need some things like winter squashes and things like that. Because if I only eat just, you know, like salad greens and things like that, I don't do as well. But I've tried to work it out so that I take very little insulin.
Good.
Very, very little. And that's been my goal for as long as I can remember. So I've been really working on it.
That's awesome. Because most of the type 1s aren't told any of that. And they're just on these, okay, my sugar went too high, let me shoot more insulin. Oh, it went too low, let me eat sugar cubes. Oh, it went too high. And you're in this like.
But sadly, I have to tell you, Rita Marie, that's how I was brought up. And my parents were, you know, told how to do that for me. And it's like, there was no restriction on what you eat, as long as you eat as many, was it calories? I think it might have been calories back then. As many calories as possible, and then you take
to
cover that. I was a pioneer. I figured all this out on my own. And, you know, I'm so pleased that I've been working so hard and figuring that out.
Yeah. Your body is thanking you. Your cells are thanking you, because the stress of diabetes long-term on the body, you know, with the kidney failure and the eyes and the peripheral neuropathies and all that, and you're protecting yourself from that. So good for you. And, you know, Elaine, Annette calls it eat and cover, right? You eat and you cover it, right? You eat whatever you want. And she has literally been on focus groups and all, where the parents are saying, yeah, this we ate and this pizza, and they show the little things, the amount of carbs and the amount of everything in there. And it's like, why would you feed your kid that? It's not a good thing to feed your kid, even whether they're diabetic or not. So good for you.
Thanks.
Great. Awesome.
I have any actual questions. I couldn't come up with any, so I didn't write any down.
That's fine.
I thank you for suggesting going through the interval checks on blood sugar. I'll get onto that.
Yeah. Yeah. And just figure, you know, if you're good, you're good. But if you find a few things that shoot it up, then, you know, to watch those. Yeah.
Thank you.
Cool. You're welcome. Who else has questions or comments? How can I support you? No, we have a short call. Save my voice. I've been talking all day. Susanna.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, can. Yeah.
All right. This is an APOE4/4 thing, but Annette sent me a link, and I'd actually gotten a link as well. The guy with True Reports.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember his name.
Michael McAvoy.
Okay. You know, whenever something AP44 comes up, AP44, I listen, I read, and I actually heard something yesterday on his little talk. I'd never heard it before. It was new to me. And what he was saying was that, of course, a lot of people already know that APOE44 developed as humanoids came out of the trees and they were exposed to more parasites and more puncture wounds. And so the so-called superpower of APOE was to deal with parasites. Mm. And this guy's contention or hypothesis, having that some autoimmune conditions where parasite therapy was used. Was used. He said that he suspected that perhaps APOE44 people actually do better if they have some parasites, but nobody has ever tested it or done a study on it. And I was just wondering if you had ever heard that or what your opinion is on that. But here I was getting ready to do a parasite cleanse. It's like, oh, well, maybe I should. Maybe not.
Can you send me a link to whatever that was you read or watched so that I can look at it?
Yeah. I mean, all the other information was the stuff that you normally hear. I mean, he was very scientific about it, you know, about trying to get your sirtuin-1 up as opposed to the sirtuin-2, which tends to be inflammatory and APO. You know, I mean, all that was old stuff. But I had never heard, and I knew that developed to take, you know, one of the reasons that developed in people was, you know, wounds and parasites. But
I want to know the logic of how it would help you.
Yeah, I don't understand that personally. I had never heard it before.
Yeah. I'd want to read his logic because I know he's pretty scientific and I want to read the logic to see how I can make sense of it. So yeah, if you can send me that, that'd be great. Sure.
I'll do that.
Yeah. Yeah. For those of you who don't know what APOE44, you know, we do the genetic testing and APOE44 has been associated with increased risk of Alzheimer's and cardiovascular disease. And really have to be careful about saturated fat intake because the body just does not process saturated fat well enough. And you end up with the brain changes and the cardiovascular changes that are risky. So, and that's what Suzanne has been researching because she has it.
Dr. Eden Reed, there was one more I dug up. This is the last question, I promise. It was from Kathy, who's not present, but it's about the Freestyle Libre it's in the call agenda.
Oh, about time. It wasn't there. Did you just add it?
I did, yeah, because I had missed hers and Heather's, so I dug them up and I added
them. Got it. All right, let me find it. I had it here. I had it open earlier. That was that. What's that? Here it is. Here we go. So there was Mary Lynn's. Marilyn?
It's Marilyn.
Marilyn.
I think my parents thought that I could cut off. It was Marilyn Monroe era, I guess. What brought them to name me that, I don't know. But I think they thought I could cut it off and just go by Lynn, which I do sometimes.
You do? Okay. So if we have enough Lynns in this program, I'm not going to call you Lynn.
That's okay. It's Marilyn.
Yeah, I'll call you Marilyn. I just wanted to make sure it wasn't Mary Lynn versus. I've just started using it Freestyle Libre. When's the suggested times of day? I spoke to Kathy the other day. We had our one-on-one call, and I told her about it. For those of you who have a Freestyle, you can test it any time of day. It's a little, you know, monitor that goes on your arm and it monitors it's a continuous glucose meter. As a type 1, you could probably easily get it prescribed by a doctor. Has to be prescribed by an MD, and they have a reader or you can use your phone. You basically hold it up and it gives you your glucose meter reading so you don't have to poke your finger a bunch. Best time of day to do it. I like to just do it periodically after food, first thing in the morning. You can do it any time, but no further away than 8 hours. If you miss reading it, it just will download it into your phone and it gives you a graph of what your glucose has been over the past whatever number of hours. So for anybody that's considering it, you do have to get a prescription.
Dr. Rita Marie, Annette is on the phone. She's the area code 713, and she would love it if you would call on her and okay. open her line.
I would love to. 713, unmute. Okay.
Hi,
you're open,
you?
Annette.
Thank you. So Samantha's sitting here with me, and she wanted me to make sure that everybody knows her A1C is 4.5 today. She dropped a little bit more. So, and yes, she's definitely lower than me, and she's been giving me a hard time all day. But it's fine. I love it.
Fantastic. It's so much fun.
Yeah, give your mom a hard time. Tell her she has to be more careful.
Oh, don't worry. That's a daily occurrence.
So, the other thing I wanted to say was that for Janya, because she's wearing a Dexcom.
Oh, she is.
She won't have to go back and do the postprandial every 15-minute check because mm-hmm. she can pull a Dexcom report and it'll all be right there.
Oh, yeah. Perfect. So just look at that, but like keep track of your food and then look at your right. Dexcom report, then see if there's any foods or keep track of activities because, you know, certain activities might pop it up too, like, you know, getting stressed out or something.
If she wants to have the meal, then just check the Dex every 15 minutes. So it's a lot easier to do without the finger pricks.
Without the finger pricks, for sure. Yeah, I didn't realize you were running a Dexcom. Cool. Yeah. Dexcom is the high level, you know, Freestyle Libre was created to be easier for people that don't, the idea is for people that don't have diabetes, the way they're implementing it is you have to get a prescription to get it and they give you a hard time. But the Dexcom is more sophisticated and has little alerts and all kinds of stuff like that. So yeah, start tracking and then look at your Dexcom to see what foods that makes it so much easier. Yeah. Perfect.
Good plan.
Okay.
Thanks, Annette.
Sure, thank you.
Get online.
Thanks,
Lynn. All right. Who else? Anybody else have?
I have a question.
Somebody else has a hand up. Maya. Yeah. Oh, Marsha. I just see MA. Oh, there's Maya.
Yeah, well, Maya too.
Okay. So go ahead, Marsha, and then Maya, and then we've got a lower hand. That was Annette. Okay.
Can I ask a question too later?
Yeah, who is that?
It's Marilyn.
Oh, Marilyn. Yeah, let me get Marsha and Maya, and then we'll come back to you. Sure.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And Lou has her hand up too. Cool. Okay, cool. So Marsha.
My resting heartbeat is 44. Is that dangerous?
Dangerous. You want to know why? Like, is it just that you were just meditating and your heart rate's 44? Is it always 44?
It's usually between 45 and 50 something. And I'm not, you know, it's not like I'm pumping iron and I'm in great aerobic.
Right. Yeah, so it could be, again, in Chinese medicine, they would say that that's a deficiency of heart energy, right? So that your heart isn't strong enough. Now, what happens if you do run around the block? Does it go up? You know, and is it pumping hard enough to give you good circulation? Now, given you just were on blood pressure medication for high blood pressure, and now you're not, and have a low heart rate, is this always been, or even when you had the blood pressure high? Or?
No, it's never been this low. And I'm wondering if it's the medication I'm on or the niacin or, you know, I mean, there's so many factors.
Niacin could lower it. It could be the vagus work that you're doing, that you're really getting yourself into parasympathetic more.
But I don't, like today I had a lot of a lot of anxiety that I just like dealt with.
Yeah.
And
it was still low?
Yeah, it was still low.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you still having an acupuncturist? Because I'm thinking like something to get the heart chi up.
No, but maybe I'll start working with Angie now that she has her place set up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That would be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's dangerous per se. I mean, it would be dangerous if your heart rate was 44 and then you had to run around the block and you couldn't get it up and you were winded and you know what I mean? Like you couldn't really do anything strenuous.
Yeah. I'm exhausted. So, you know, it's unlikely that I'm going to be able to run around the block right now, but I did walk a little.
I would have it the acupuncture. I would look into it from a Chinese medicine perspective and look at it from the acupuncture perspective to see if they can reignite the heart chi.
Okay.
Yeah. Interesting. I used to have, when I was running marathons and all, my mind was like between 50, 55. I mean, I've occasionally had it that low, but now mine is like, it's in the 60s, like 63, 65. So yeah, usually it's like, if somebody's a real major athlete, you end up with low, but if not, I would tend to look at the heart chi.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right. So that was Marsha. Where's Maya? We'll do Maya. Maya, go.
Yeah, I'm unmuted. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
In the last call, I can't remember who was talking about it, but they mentioned diaper rash, and I didn't hear was it a capsule that you were talking about cutting?
Oh, I mentioned diaper rash because she was talking about
like a yeast or
candy. It was like a fungus type of thing.
Yeah.
And SF722.
SF722.
Oh, it was Diana talking about it for a fungal thing. SF722, but she's trying to just go up slowly, and she's like, how do I do that? It's a capsule. You can just stick a pin in it and you squeeze it out. So SF722, it's from castor oil. It's a product from Thorn.
Ah, and so it would be differently in terms of effectiveness from regular castor oil?
Well, you're not going to take castor oil internally. You can use the castor oil itself topically, but this is a specific, it's calcium undecylenic acid that's been extracted from castor oil, and it has a very potent antifungal effect. And some people, Diana's very sensitive, so she's only taken a little bit, but I've had people take as many as 7 of them. They're little tiny pellets, 7 of them 3 times a day to really push the fungal infection out.
Yeah.
No, maybe putting creams like for jock itch.
Yeah, I was thinking you were talking about a topical anyway.
Yeah, so. And that's not what it's meant for, but the ones that are, like, there's creams for jock itch and creams for athlete foot, but they're made by pharmaceutical companies, so they're full of garbage, right? This is just the pure, you know, undecylenic acid, and you could just pop it and put it on. Yeah. Cool.
All right, thanks.
Okay. Yeah, you're welcome. And then we have Lou and Marilyn. So, Lou, you're open.
I can't figure out how to get the video on. Sorry.
Oh, here, let me do this and see if it lets you. I'm going to go ask to start video. And maybe you just have to click the thing that says yes. There you go.
Am I there?
There you are. Hi.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I was at a dinner with my husband, so I just came back. So I have missed the whole presentation. I was wondering if you had said anything about... Well, the last time I talked to you, I was asking about the DNA test that I had done, Ancestry DNA, and should I go get 23andMe? And you said that you were going to be talking to someone about a new type.
Yes, and I did mention that. But you, if you have Ancestry, you should be able to. You can't upload it to my favorite one, which is genetic detoxification, but I believe that you can actually upload the raw data. You can get the raw data from Ancestry, and you can put it into some of the other filters and at least get a general idea of some of the SNPs. So the ones that I would recommend looking at would be metabolic healing, and they call it something else now. But if you just look up metabolic healing DNA, you'll find it. And then you just upload your raw data that you get from Ancestry to their report, and they generate a report for you. And it's like $40 or $35 or something like that. The other one that is good is Stratagene. And they're all a little different, so in the way they report it, and they're all about $30 or $40. But Stratagene, same idea, and then the other one is MTHFR support. That one is less report-like, but more, it has a lot more SNPs that it reports. My favorite one of those three would be the metabolic healing, because it has everything organized by the area. So you could just try that and get a report on that, and that'll give you some idea, you know?
All right. Yeah. So the one that you were talking with on the last call, and you said you were going to talk to somebody new.
Yes, and I did. I spoke to him, and he gave me free access to it to upload my own data to it and then to get in the back end so I see what the differences are. So you can run it through them, and they run some of the SNPs. He said there's about 20 or 30 SNPs that they run that they've found to be clinically relevant that 23andMe doesn't run. And they only run, they only report on SNPs and test SNPs that have some good data behind them that there's some clinical relevance. They don't, like some of these, you know, 23andMe, you get 500,000 SNPs, or you used to, maybe it's 200,000 now or whatever, but that's a lot of SNPs, and they're not going to report on all of it, and we don't know, but it is I mean, it's kind of nice to have that in case, like, a couple of years from now, they discover that this one is important, and then you can go back to your 23andMe data. Problem with the 23andMe right now is they cut out a lot of the relevant SNPs. This other test, and I haven't looked at it yet because we're in the middle of our SHINE thing, but I have access to it, and I'm going to set aside some time to really go through it before I recommend it. But he said they only report on SNPs that are clinically relevant that we can modify through lifestyle. So if there's something that there's nothing we can do to reduce our risk, they're not going to report on it. They're just reporting on the stuff that we have control over.
All right. So thank you.
Explained to me. And I, you know, before I say, here's the link, go try and sign up for it, I want to check it out myself.
Okay.
But you can get that report. So I would just go to Metabolic Healing and run your raw data through it. And that'll at least give you a start because you already have it. You might as well get some reports on it. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Thanks.
You're welcome. And then Marilyn.
Oh, hi. Okay. So I muted myself and I stopped my video. I just have a question. I had a doctor's data comprehensive stool test done with Peritology times 3.
Great. It's
done about a year ago. Actually, I've had it done twice. And I just wondered what your take on it for a protozoa,
Blastocystis hominis?
Yeah. So I tried to get rid of it with an alternate medical doctor. And we were quite aggressive with taking a tablet of oregano. It was a white solid tablet. I took it for 7, 8, 10 weeks. It was more than he wanted me to take for longer. Should have knocked it out, he felt. It didn't. Had it retested, was still there. I didn't go the medical route because the drugs were terrible.
Yeah.
And I've since talked to a medical doctor who does colonoscopies. My mother died of colon cancer. So I had an appointment with him just as a routine. And he just laughed it off, like it was no big deal. Most people have it. Don't worry about it. And I just really don't know if it is severe enough to be impacting my health.
Yeah.
Also, I've had, and I just want your take on this, and also I've had a live blood culture done under a microscope, and it actually shows that I've got what they call, I guess, a microscopic parasite, which is likely the same thing, in my blood.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure what herbs I should do, or should I just leave it for now, or should I sort of focus more on that, and that might, you know, I don't really notice anything going on.
So you don't notice gas, bloating, you know?
No, and I don't know when I picked it up.
Okay. So blastocystis is common. I've seen it on a lot of stool tests. I don't see it on all the stool tests. So, and I feel like anything that's growing out of control in your gut should be managed, right? I don't think, I personally wouldn't have given you oregano for that, or just oregano, because I just don't think oregano is all that effective on a parasite. I mean, oregano is good anti-broad spectrum. It's good for parasite. It's good for bacteria and viruses. And, you know, you can get rid of some things, but I would not have put you on oregano and just oregano for 7 weeks. So it's really looking at the terrain, right? And you want to create an environment where it can't grow. So you want to also be looking at, and that comprehensive stool will say, what's the normal flora? What's the level of lactobacillus? What's the level of bifidus? Are there any commensals or a pathogenic bacteria there? And we want to get your good flora under control. And you said the last one you did was a year ago or
close? Likely less than a year ago. My first one was maybe a year and a half ago.
Okay.
And then I did a second one.
Now, go ahead.
Yeah, I did upload, when I signed up for Silver, I did upload one of my test results from doctor's data.
Okay. Was that
so? I don't need an answer today.
Yeah, I'll look at that before our next call. But here's some of the stuff that I would be looking at on that form. You don't just look at the parasites. That's a comprehensive stool analysis. So I'd want to see what's your SIGIGA, secretory IgA, SIGA.
Okay, so that. I have that. It's low. It's 37.8.
Okay, so your body is not going to be able to fight off anything with a low secretory IgA. So you've got to boost the immune system, right? There are herbs like amla, vitamin A, that can help that. Heartmath has been shown to increase your secretory IgA. So really looking at doing that on a regular basis. As far as the other thing I would be looking at is pancreatic elastase. Is that one low?
I don't want to take up your time right now because I don't know where to find it.
It's on like the third page, I think.
Okay.
I've done so many of these, I can see the test in my brain, and for a long time I couldn't, but they're mostly laid out the same. That's why I don't like when people give me Genova's or somebody else's, because, oh, now I got to look. I don't know where it is, but
my butyrate is low.
Butyrate is, see, all of these things, we'll look at this and help you to come up with something, because you don't just say, oh, there's a bug here, let's kill it, right? We want to look at the terrain, and we want to create a terrain that's not going to allow it to flourish. And if your butyrate is off, you're not going to be creating enough of your good flora, right? And that's going to help with the integrity of the wall, the endothelial lining. So those are really important things to look at. What's your level of bifidobacter? That's on page one, over on the left-hand side. What's that level? Zero to four, or NG.
I've got back, it's back to your Idiosporacus group. That's 4 point plus, and the bifidus something bacteria at SPP is 3 point, so three plus.
Three plus, okay, that's juicy.
And my ESC, ESCH.
E. coli, okay, yeah.
Is 3 plus. My lactobacillus is 3 plus.
Okay, your normal floor is good. So that is, that's well balanced there.
I did have a diabotic floor, just by flora. So I have 3 plus of Klebsiella pneumonia.
Yella. Was that the same as on the previous test? Because that I would have expected to have some lowering of with
I'd have to look.
Now, when they gave you that test, they should have done, like one of the last pages will say what herbs and what antibiotics are going to actually kill it.
They did a bit of that.
And it's a sensitivity and it has lines that go across.
So caprylic acid. Grapefruit seed extract was the highest of the sensitivity. Silver was under that, and then caprylic acid.
Oregano was low. So why did they give you oregano?
Well, I think the oregano was for the parasite.
And go to the page. They should have had it on the parasite page too.
That I didn't get on that graph page.
You didn't get the graph?
Okay. No. They just talked about, they talked about drugs, actually, metazolazole, something.
It's not at the top or the bottom. They usually show both for the parasite.
I didn't see it. So my thing is now I should work a bit more on getting my immune system boosted, which I think it fairly, I don't think I catch too much of stuff, but.
Right, but it's in the gut. So it's the gut lining is missing secretory IgA. But I would also look at, first of all, you didn't address that bacteria, and the bacteria feeds the parasites, parasites feed the bacteria. So I like to
look at
both. Without knowing what it was in particular, some of the things that work well with parasites would be something like, there is a supplement if you just want to try one supplement. Our allergy research has something called tricyclic, and they have artemisia, black walnut, and I think they have berberine or something else that's antibacterial. So it's actually meant to go fungal, bacterial, and parasite in one. May or may not be the right one for you. But when we look at this with grapefruit seed, silver, and caprylic to really get that bacteria down. The Klebsiella is not a good guy to have in there. It's not a good guy to have. You said grapefruit seed extract was the top. It's a little processed. It's not one of my favorites. Silver is pretty good. You can get some silver, colloidal silver.
Did do that for a while. You know, I did get some. I took maybe 3 tablespoons a day, morning, noon, and night, away from meals.
Okay. And you did that for, okay. For how long did you do it?
Likely 2.5-3 weeks.
Probably not enough. Okay. So here's what I usually recommend with the bacteria. And also, you've heard about antibiotic resistance, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the world, right? It happens in the herbal world too. And so these guys have a very short reproductive cycle. And so they go, oh, she's trying to kill me with grapefruit seed extract. Boom. We're going to mutate. She's not going to kill me anymore with that, right? If you do it for too long. So what I like to do is rotate. So since you have 3 of them that actually give you some good results, you can do like 7 days of grapefruit seed extract, 7 days of silver, 7 days of caprylic, and then go back and start again.
Okay.
And that would be really good for the bacterial part. For the other part, the parasites don't have that quick cycle. That's why they just keep growing. They last a long time. So you can actually do something like Artemisia annua is a good one, or black walnut hulls, or a combination of the two.
Okay.
Not saying this is going to do it, but I think it's a better approach than oregano.
Okay. So I'll try a few things, and then I was thinking of getting it rerun again while I'm on your program.
Absolutely. I would do this for like 2 to 3 months, what I just told you. And then get it retested. And don't leave a gap. Don't like do some of it and then stop and then get retested a while later. Do it at the end of that and we'll see what it looks like at that point.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Then gave me the allergy research group because I didn't recognize it and I didn't get what I was supposed to take. So
yeah, and that one, let me look and see. Let me revisit it to make sure. That one has the Artemisia in it. Let me see what else it has. Does it show any yeast on that test?
No.
Oh, this is good because it has the, you wouldn't have to get the grapefruit seed extract. The only thing is I would want, has the grapefruit seed extract and the black walnut plus the Artemisia. You could get that and you could do that. Let me think. You could do that during the weeks you're, you know, I just want to get you on the Artemisia more. So you can either do that or you can get a separate Artemisia annua or a combination of Artemisia with, who else has that? Let me look. Artemisia with, where are we? Artemisia with the black walnut hulls. And I actually, it would be nice to get it in a tincture form. And the reason is then you can go slowly and build it up. Because what happens if you start with the capsules and you just blast it, you could get what's called a Herxheimer reaction. And that's no fun. Artemisia, Gaia. Who has it? Nature Sunshine. I'm going to say tincture alcohol free. I don't want wormwood. I want Artemisia annua. Okay, I'm just going to write an Artemisia annua. There's another kind of Artemisia absenticia, and it also called wormwood, and it's a little more toxic on the liver, so I'm a little more cautious with that. Artemisia annua is pretty gentle. It actually has been found to be more effective for malaria than their typical quinine treatment. Herb Farm has it. So Herb Farm, which you can buy at any health food store, Herb Farm has a Artemisia annua tincture.
Okay.
Yeah, or you can buy it online at iHerb or someplace like that. I would do that, and Let me see if we have wormwood. No, I don't want wormwood. I want black walnut. Okay, so that's that. Let me see. And it's probably better to just get separate ones, at least the first batch through, to make sure you tolerate them. Because it's the worst thing is when you get a combination formula and it doesn't work and you don't know which thing in there didn't work.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. Yeah, no, I think you're going to be on the right track. I just, you know, was this an alternative MD or was it a regular MD that was trying to be?
This was what we would call a, what do we call them in Canada?
Naturopath?
You call functional medicine, we call naturopath.
Okay.
Yeah, registered for the College of British Columbia.
All right. Well, I just, it's okay. I mean, maybe he doesn't have as much experience looking at those.
Yeah, he's fairly young. He tried. He did a lot of research. He tried to help, but then he didn't kind of know where to go.
Yeah. Yeah, it's probably new to him.
Yeah.
There's some others that have the black walnut as a tincture, so you can look at Dr. Christopher has one. Hawaii Herbs has one. So I would get a tincture of each of those, artemisia, black walnut, and then get your silver, colloidal silver, caprylic acid you could actually do as MCT oil. And you can just add that to your food. Because it's caprylic acid. You got a caprylic acid capsule? Yeah. Yeah. And you can just alternate.
Okay, thanks, Diana.
Yeah. Cool.
Okay. Thank you very much for that time.
Very welcome. Very welcome. Who else? Anybody else have questions? I don't see any other hands. I don't see any other hands. Everybody good? Need anything? No? We're good? All right, guys. Have a great one. We'll see you on Monday with Kimberly for the ACEs interpretation and the trauma stuff. You know, she's going to be blown away by the stuff that she shares. It's really, really good stuff. And Rose, what's the meta? What is the medical property of absentia?
Watch for the shine thing. That sign up thing for Shine live stream is coming in the newsletter tomorrow, I heard.
Yeah, and also
I've already signed up the Facebook group.
I posted it on the Facebook group.
Yeah, I already signed up within about 5 minutes.
Did you? Cool. Oh, you're probably the first one because I didn't post it anywhere. The email's going to go out tomorrow. So you guys were the ones that saw it first. So
yeah. Ooh. So don't forget to sign up for the Shine. It's awesome. I live streamed it last year because I can't travel. So, but it was amazing. It was very good. You will love it.
Yeah. Trust me, it's awesome. Worth it. Awesome, guys. So thank you so much for being here, and we'll see you soon. And if you have questions, just reach out to your coaches, reach out on the Facebook group, and we're here for you. Bye now.
Thank you.
Thanks.